Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Eagles Vice President of Player Personnel Joe Douglas. Eagles have just selected with the 49th pick overall in this draft tight end Dallas Goedert, who's, everybody talks about, athletic, very much like Zach Ertz. Is that the comparison that Eagles fans should have in mind?
There are a lot of aspects of play on tape that are comparable to Zach. One thing, he has that kind of catch radius, those kind of ball skills. He's definitely going to be a friend of the quarterback.
The process of finding out about Dallas, how far back do you look? When did he really catch your eye? Explain that to us.
So the process for us started back in the spring. We go to NFS meetings, and we learn about these guys coming out. He was a guy that stood out back on 16 tape against Texas Christian University. Had a big game, had a chance to go up a level, and performed well. Was very productive as a junior, and then came back and had a strong senior season. Was at the Senior Bowl before injuring hamstring, but he passed a lot of tests leading up to that point.
Joe, we've seen the success that multiple tight ends have in this offense, moving around. What kind of skill set do you really look for in players like that?
Well, you're looking for versatility. You're looking for guys that are, and because they're versatile, they're intelligent. And he's a guy that you can move around the formation, ask him to do a lot of different things. He's going to be able to pick it up quickly, adjust on the fly, know his role, run a precise route, make the play.
As a blocker?
As a blocker, very competitive. And that's something that Justin's excited about working with him, just refining his technique. But a guy's going to come in and compete every down in and down out.
As you watch this thing develop, this offense, how important is it to have favorable matchups from the tight end position in this offense? It really seems like it's really worked for the Eagles.
You know, when you have one tight end, that's a mismatch issue for defenses. Now you can have two tight ends that could possibly provide that issue for defenses. You know, it forces a defense to declare whether or not they're going to sign a linebacker or a safety to cover this guy. And then our coaches can make adjustments based on that.
At 32 last night, was there any thought that this guy was in your group of potential draft picks then?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. He was, we had a clump of players that we were going to be excited about coming out with that pick, and he was in that. And so as we made it through this process, and we're about 10, 15 picks in, and, we're 20 picks into tonight, it's like, okay, let's make sure we come out of this one of the guys that we're excited about.
What will the jump be like from South? You don't seem concerned. South Dakota State to the NFL.
Not concerned. I think he's going to have a friend and mentor here that did the same thing for us a few years ago from North Dakota State. So, we're not as concerned about that maybe as other teams were.
Dallas Goedert, Eagles fans will love him. I'm sure you believe that. What will they see in him? What will stand out to them?
I'm going to see a blue-collar guy that comes in and competes every day. And he's going to build a rapport with the quarterback. He's going to build a rapport with his teammates. And when his number's called, he's going to make the play.
Joe, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.